This is actually looking pretty bad for Latin America. They're saying that the IMF is saying that Latin America could have negative growth for the second straight year, and that's the first time that this has happened since the early 1980s, and that launched what economists called the lost decade in Latin America, a time of serious economic stagnation.
Wait, are we looking at a lost decade for us? Does that mean is it going to impact us for that long?
I don't think that Latin America will necessarily see a lost decade. You're already seeing some signs of economies down there coming back. And, you know, Miami isn't completely dependent on what happens down there. We also have a lot of people moving here from the Northeast and other parts of the country. And with, you know, gas and oil as cheap as they are, we have a lot of visitors coming here. And that's helping to prop up the tourism industry.
Let's look at some of the facets of the economy you had pointed out in your story. So you look at construction, tourism, trade, retail, and banking. Which ones are going to take the biggest hits this year? Which ones might actually do all right?
Well, luxury residential real estate has already taken a pretty big hit. And, you know, luxury brokers are upfront that the dollars just aren't there. The dollar is strong, and Latin American, European, Russian buyers are having a really hard time buying that luxury penthouse condo.
Does that mean, by the way, that maybe I'll be able to buy one of those luxury penthouses on Brickell?
You're going to see prices come down, but I'm not sure to that level.
Well, you know, I mean, you pointed out, so the a lot of the construction that we see going on downtown and really up and down the coast, that might take a hit, but single-family homes still doing really well.
They are selling well. There's not a lot of room to build single-family homes left in Miami-Dade. I think where you will see construction activity is commercial real estate. Office vacancies are low, so there'll be more office tower construction. And also retail is extremely hot. I mean, we saw a block on Lincoln Road sell for $370 million. We saw a Maryland group come in for Cocoa Walk in the Grove and for the shops at Sunset Place in South Miami. So, you know, big players are making a bet on retail in Miami.
So a couple things here before I go to retail. Coming back to home sales, you also did a story recently on the feds cracking down on cash purchases. This in an effort to try to get at money laundering problems in Miami. Miami, New York are the two cities they're looking at. How does that now play a role in what's going on with real estate here in Miami?
Yeah, the federal crackdown probably came at the worst time for Miami real estate in terms of where the market is. They're really trying to crack down on people's ability to buy a condo in cash and hide their identity. They want to know where this money is coming from because there are fears that it's coming from drug cartels or other organized criminal groups.
And you talk about retail. So does that mean, for example, we still look at that big project, that what the Mall of America's big project that's coming, that's a promising thing for them? I mean, it just seems like the world of the ridiculous. But retail is still strong enough that you could see projects like that?
Yeah, I mean, that project is pretty far down the road. But, I mean, you do have Brickell City Center in the heart of Brickell that's going to open, I think, by the end of next year. Aventura Mall wants to expand. Bal Harbour wants to expand. The Design District is expanding. So there's a ton of stuff that's even a little closer down the road where they're, you know, almost doubling the size of their shops right now.
So you look at downtown Miami and you just see a lot of cranes that are sitting up there in the sky. What happens to some of these projects? And then the projects that haven't even broken ground yet.
Yeah, you know, developers and brokers say that the projects that aren't out of the ground yet, they're going to move slowly on. No one wants to bring a project to market when sales are slow. So you will see some of those cranes, or you won't see as many cranes going up, I think, in 2016.
How does that hurt, then, employment figures? Because so much of our area here, so much of our economy is construction. So
yeah,
what happens to all those workers?
I mean, the construction industry alone accounts for more than 100,000 workers in South Florida. And then you have all the lawyers and accountants and engineers and architects who also support that industry. So, I mean, in Miami-Dade, we did see unemployment, which has fallen steadily since 2011, flatline over the last year. And that wasn't a trend that you saw in Broward or Palm Beach or Florida as a whole. Those areas were growing. So I think that, you know, our dependence on Latin America and Miami-Dade specifically, you're already seeing that in the labor market, and that will likely continue in 2016.
And you talked about tourism, and tourism was strong. We had a record number of visitors. Miami is just an attractive place to come. But so we come back to this question of who are we depending on? Is it the foreign visitor, or are we depending more on U.S. residents to come down to Miami?
We have always depended strongly on Latin American visitors, and you know, businesses that do depend on tourists coming here from abroad, like the businesses downtown on Flagler Street, are suffering. Those currencies have gone down significantly. But we're also seeing more and more visitors from the U.S., specifically the Northeast, and that's probably because oil is so cheap that it's less expensive to travel.
All right, so let's come back and look at the whole picture and just be sure. It's okay, the economy may slow down in 2016, but it's not a panic. This isn't the crash. This isn't the Great Recession. It's nothing like that.
No. I mean, there's not the kind of debt you saw in the housing market that we did in the last go around. And, you know, Florida's fundamentals are still pretty strong. We have a lot of people moving here. We have a lot of construction activity still. So I don't think you're talking about recession, although at the national level, people are now starting to say that there is a greater likelihood of recession in 2016. But if that happens, that still seems a long way off. Miami's economy is doing well. It will slow, but it won't crash.
I wonder, too, how does this help the locals? Because, you know, we think about housing especially. It's so many locals are just being pushed out of the market and unable to buy. But any of these predictions for this upcoming year, does it help the locals in any way?
If prices slow down in residential real estate, that certainly helps locals and helps them compete. But at the same time, there's such a lack of affordable and workforce housing in Miami-Dade that I don't think you're going to see that get too much better without a concerted effort from political and business leaders. We just saw yesterday a developer bought 15 apartment buildings across South Beach for $59 million. Those are working and middle-class buildings, and he plans to significantly upgrade and renovate those buildings and raise rents by as much as 50%. So that means those people, many of whom work in the hospitality industry in South Beach, will be headed elsewhere in the near future.